The Evergreen Forest. Quiet, peaceful, serene. That is until
Sonic the Hedgehog
makes up.
Cool! Alright!
Luckily, he has some good friends. Life would be simple in the forest, except for...
Blaze the Cat.
And his life would be simple, except for...
Sonic Rush!
Traditional-ish microphone that makes a noise. There we go, see? It's all proof. This is why I'm sort of, might be a bit sort of strange in the sound of department this time around, because I'm also doing it on my Sagery laptop, or as I like to call it, my SSL, and the people who know me know what the second S stands for. I am in Bath at the moment, which if you don't know is sort of nearish Wales on the right-hand side, up a bit, left a bit, down a bit, down a bit. No, not there, the claw will miss it, you know, that type of thing. It's the claw slipped, I'll press instant replay. I'm in Bath at the House of the Rising Guild, and and as you can hear from my throat chuckle, I'm with DC. I'm actually with him. This is no sky pitch. I will pass the mic over to DC so we can actually say hello.
Hello, I am in my house. I was in my house last time as well, but I didn't have AUK here that time. But now I do.
Indeed. So you're going to have this, and there's going to be lots of other stuff today. I'm not sure what music is going to be played, because I forgot to take the playlist with me. So it could be anything. Greetings to Echo, who's just signed on at school. But, yeah. You go learn. You learn, girl. You get schooled. yeah, we've got stuff to tell you about today. I suppose, unless I do this well out of order, I should probably say about the news on the basis that I haven't really said the news for a while, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, go for it.
The latest from around the globe. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel UK.
Yeah, there we go. News, told you. Which is the it's like a Special Olympic license first team up of Mario and Sonic Action. It's like all the Mario characters versus all the Sonic characters in various sports. And the trailer might well have materialised by the time this goes out. If it hasn't, let me just tell you guys that I have seen the trailer and it's very nice looking. It's not gameplay yet though, sadly. It's just FMV. That's pretty fun graphics. The other thing is, as was probably described by the little introduction that I will put on later, there was the announcement of Sonic Rush 2, which is called Sonic Rush Adventure. That was... Well, there was all sorts of issues because it was announced and we knew that it was Sonic versus this character called Captain Whiskers, which is a brilliant sounding name. But yeah, this robot-y thing called Captain Whiskers, and then there was the leak. There was a leak of the that Blaze was in the game, and that there is this raccoon type creature. Those are not necessarily confirmed. But the fact that there's artwork kind of suggests otherwise. yeah, there was all that as well. There's other news as well, like the Sonic and Shadow Sight Awards finished, and Emerald Guardians Awards finished, and the SWA has started. So if you fancy sending in nominations to this year's Sonic Rex Awards, the categories are on the website, which I'm not going to read out on the air because I can't be bothered to read them all out as usual. If you want to nominate someone, something, anything, rah rah rah, please by all means send them in to swa@sonicrex.com.
Are any of these Captain Whiskers?
What, on Garbaldia Hotel? Those are apparently US Cavalry Greenhorns, DC.
Well, this is what I'm getting from Google.
Well, for Captain Whiskers?
Yeah. Captain Whiskers. Images. I'm not...
The leader, Captain Whiskers. Alright.
Let's have a look at this one. So he's a robot as well.
That's Galvatron.
Yeah.
And why is this still spinning out about your hotel?
Oh, my Firefox is horrendously messed up. Okay, that wasn't it.
If you go on... No, it's not. It looks more like Steamboat Bill.
Well, if he's a captain, he should be a proper captain.
Well, that's as maybe, but...
Why does he have whiskers, then, if he's a robot?
Because he's got a beard. He's got a mechanical steel beard.
That sounds terrifying. Or is it like steel wool?
Well, yeah, it's like steel... literally steel whiskers. Just wondering if it's... Note my own one, the last R. Everyone feels sorry for Rom. After T-Bird's Xbox 360 died the other day, Rom, our sort of Sega-y community leader, has had his 360 also suffer the ring of death. So you will now listen to DC while I type, "Oh dear, you poor soul, to get away."
Hello. I'm trying to find a picture of Captain Whiskers. So far, I found a jolly old man in a steamboat.
Try putting Sonic in the thing as well as Captain Whiskers.
But that would be far too obvious.
You have to explain these things to DC.
Sonic Captain Whiskers, fine.
Sonic Captain Whiskers, where is he? He's not there, you know.
Are you sure he's not one of these guys?
The people on Radio Redux now know your pain.
New Sonic character has arrived. Let's try this one. No, apparently this one, the new Sonic character, would be Knuckles.
No, that's not. That's a screenshot of Sega Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't know how you've got that. That is so messed up. I'll
find you Captain Whiskers, right? So much for the news. The news gone west. We don't care about that anymore. All we care about is the fact that ROM's 360's died. You recording thing now, DJ Kev? Yes. DJ Kev is. Yeah. And telling everyone what you're saying. there we go. I'll best point out him is not alive, though. Right. Back to the point. In these spaces, I might well put some instrumental music. Then again, I might not. I don't know. See how the mood takes me. There was other news as well. So, oh yeah, SWA. So, yeah, feel free to check out Sonic Rex main page for that. I got rid of the Captain Whiskers thing on there. If you actually just go to the Sega Sonic page. If you go where Sonic Rush on Adventure, Sonic Rush Adventure should just bring it up. We're still trying to find this picture of Captain Whiskers for them. If you find this, no, just go on the actual Sega page. There you go, Sega.com. Or is that Sonic Rush Adventure? There we go. There you go, there's Captain Whiskers.
Right, I see. So he's a robot pirate.
That is correct, he is a sort of robot pirate. Some people don't seem to believe he's a robot.
Well, I'd say he pretty well is a robot, it just seems a bit excessive. Being a pirate and a robot.
Like I said, we need zombies. We need zombies. What's ROM saying now? Ha, tell them we're live with the new blogs. There you go. Bit of free advertising for us. Go me. You're trying to employ me, ROM.
So, Sonic, right, is all about the speed.
That would be kind of the point.
And the going fast.
Isn't speed and going fast more or less the same thing?
I'm just looking at this. They're going...
Static images don't go very fast.
You're Sonic, you're going fast, I get it, that's what the game is.
Yeah.
Five ships, including a submarine, water bike and hovercraft. You'll use the touchscreen technology and exciting new ways to control your ships as you race across the ocean, gathering rings, busting tricks and torching pirate ships.
Sonic can't swim. He can't get from island to island. Yeah, well, the first thing you use is to get from island to island is this sort of jet ski type thing.
Oh, right.
And then you're supposed to get sort of other materials. You get materials that which leads you on to being able to develop more sort of big boats.
Oh, right.
And then you're able to get from here, there, or everywhere to other places because it can go further because obviously a jet ski's got a limited amount of fuel.
See, surely if you're Sonic, all you need is a pedal boat.
I suppose you could do this. You could do the sort of the dash incredible thing and just run straight on the water if you tried. I've actually seen it in the new games. It does at one point. So, yeah. It's in the other games as well. Some of the other games that you can actually sort of run on water, but if he loses momentum, he sort of sinks and then can't attempt to sort of try and run. Yes, Rom, your info is across. Right. Anyway, so there was other stuff to talk about as well. I apologise incidentally for you guys who are probably struggling with different volumes and stuff, but never mind. They'll just struggle. So go away, Rom. Woot. Yes, woot indeed. Well done, you've done your job. Right. He works hard for us, but he takes a cheap way out if he can. Right. That's the thing. The other thing was this raccoon thing, who's not up there, so I'm not going to. Who's female looking, who has a name, but the name hasn't been revealed yet.
I would assume they'd have a name.
Well, yes, but but what is the name is the thing. Nobody knows the name as yet, or rather the name has not been released. Let's not say that people
not having a name in terms of games.
Well, I'm sure there are characters who are nameless in games.
True, I guess.
Huh. You don't seem convinced by that.
I can't think of any.
Well, because normally it's just the title character. It can be the title character can be whatever, can't it?
Yeah.
I was going to say Double Dragon then, but they do have names. The brothers have names, but something and something. But I ran a sort of small do you want to think of the name for it. We had some interesting ideas. So here's a little thing I call Name That Raccoon.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, so am I. Was that a bird reversing there? that was brilliant. Oh god, I hope the mic picked that up because that was fantastic. So in no particular order, Smart Bomb thinks it might be Stripes the Raccoon.
I guess.
We've got to work on the basis that either. So in rare instances, the Sonic names, character names are good, but in most instances, they're ridiculously obvious. So Stripes the Raccoon, we think.
Maybe. It would depend if he didn't have any other defining characteristics.
Because, Vajura says Amber, so Amber the Raccoon. I should point out this raccoon is sort of like a tan and brown colour. So it's actually sort of colour of this wood, and then the stripes are like that colour, this dark brown.
I can see where Amber might be coming from then. Which one? Do the female characters tend to have actual names?
That would be going back to do characters have names.
Well, no, the others have like vague descriptions of talents or body parts.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a body parts.
Tails, Knuckles.
Knuckles is technically named after his clan. So
his clan is named after a body part.
Well, I can't be blamed for something that happened 8,000 years ago, whenever it was.
Yeah, all the guys seem to be named after characteristics or body parts, but not.
not
all colours.
All colours.
Amy Rose. Apart from the Rose bit, Amy's a name.
This is true.
Tikal.
This is true.
Cream.
I'll allow it.
That's colour, I suppose.
Yeah.
And just for the joke, with cream and cheese. Void was a female character in Sonic Shuffle.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sort of evil flowery type thing with sort of wraparound shades.
I just realised I've been nodding and that doesn't really pick up on a microphone.
Not particularly well, no. It's one of the things that's not known about. But I'm still laughing at bloody bird reversing thing. There's other female characters that I'm sure people will point out. It is kind of obvious normally. And admittedly, Tikal was sort of named after Mayan civilization. CJ Merle. Where in the world, CJ Merle? Being very clever here, and he's not a raccoon at all. It's a tanuki, because tanuki apparently means raccoon dog. So apparently it's a possibility. So we've got Tammy the tanuki.
All right, that makes sense. What, like Tom Nook in Animal Crossing?
I will nod at that point, and I know nothing about Animal Crossing, so you.
Well, see, I should be able to find a picture of him. But
I'm actually going to get close to DC, so it's a lot easier for everyone concerned. Right. You got the joy of listening to us play a round of Smash Brothers later.
Oh, yes.
Because there's actually still on the news. Going back to the news. All that time ago, we'll go back to the news. Because there's still a decision. People keep emailing me and say, "Oh, does this mean that Sonic's in Brawl?" No, it doesn't. The official line is, as far as anyone at Sega Europe is concerned, and I can say it's hand on heart, nobody knows. Grand Theft Animal Crossing. Oh, brilliant. That is superb.
This customer here is Tom
Jones. I see. Well, I can see where you're coming from in that case, CJ Merle. We'll have to do the sort of PC World CJ Merle jingle, I think. Just specifically make it for him. Right, what else have we got? Stripes. This is Stripes the person, not Stripes the suggestion. It says Rocket the Raccoon.
Yeah, I could see it working. If it's a speed one.
You can see me looking. I'm looking very curiously at DC. Yeah.
Well, you know, if it's one of these speed types, Rocket would make kind of sense.
Trust me, I don't think this is a speed one. It's not a speed character, as far as I'm aware. The other question I keep being asked is, have I played it? Well. Chizoria says that it could be Eleonora the raccoon. DC just looked at me. Chizoria, I don't think DC agrees.
I don't reckon it would be likely, no.
Not me either. Eleonora the raccoon. Hey, it's Eleonora. Yeah. You just mean Eleanor, because then, I still disagree with Eleanor. Shax says Spacko the raccoon.
Spacko
the raccoon.
I see. Does that have any kind of basis, or?
I don't know. Shax was rather keen on me doing the comic notes. So, I don't know, maybe there's something in the water where he is. If it's a he, I'm assuming it's a he.
I don't know, if you do this competition for other characters, maybe we'll just put Spacko for all of them.
Spacko the Hedgehog, Spacko the Fox, Spacko the Echidna, Spacko the Bat. Well, actually, Spacko could be like some really short-sighted owl. Owl character.
God, that would be... Owl cat just keeps flying into trees.
They keep swooping down and trying to sort of take the smaller characters and eat them.
There's one more, which is from T-Bird, which is, I really hope it's a gender-confused raccoon called Dave. Dave the raccoon. I mean, people are saying, oh, it's not very clear if it's male or female as well. It's sort of tomboyish, but it's definitely female. Okay, it is female.
I have spoken.
So where can I find a picture of this one, then?
Of what?
Of this raccoon.
You can't.
Oh, ever?
It got leaked, so it's been taken down.
Oh, okay.
Right. That's that.
Oh, never mind looking through it on this then.
No, it wouldn't be just advisable because it's just not around.
Never mind then.
Right. We're going out onto DC's monologue. Is where we rip off the Sonic Stadium as was, and we take over Rory's segment, and that DC's going to talk on a subject which will probably be Spider-Man.
It might well be Spider-Man. I make no promises.
Try and speak on gaming. Actually, because we went on the show that was lost, we were half suggesting about Paper Sonic as a 2D sort of nod to Paper Mario, Paper Sonic. So, talk about just you in general, and just talk.
Okay.
He has the mic. He has the power.
Ultimate power.
Ultimate power. Yes.
Semi-ultimate power. Quasi-ultimate power. Some power. Anyway, I've run out of material. No.
That was brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
Now hand that.
Well, what kind of thing do you want me to say about gaming or myself?
Bloody
Noji!
Hey!
Do big radio stuff.
I'm glad you recognise that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let's start with... I live in a house. Let's start with a song. Because that's easier than thinking of what to say.
DC's
going to
sing for a second.
Oh, hell no.
You are listening to Radio Redux.
seeing quickly, Dreadnought still has not performed the DK rap, so he still hasn't.
Yeah.
No. So, everybody get on the SSMB and demand that Dreadnought sings the DK rap, also known as the Banana Bunch. It's actually the proper name for the DK rap, I found out the other day. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know why you'd want to find that out.
I accidentally found it out by downloading the soundtrack to Donkey Kong 64.
Why would you do that either?
Because I had the ability and I wasn't doing anything at Sega at that time.
I see. It all becomes so clear now.
Yeah, so that does rather, doesn't it?
Okay, you heard it here first, folks. I think I just forgot what I said. You heard it here first, folks. He's gone mad with power.
It was almost like your sort of brain stalled there.
Oh, wait a minute. It'll kick back in a minute.
It'll appear somewhere.
Loading.
Loading,
yeah. Well, I'm easily distracted. Anyway, we are currently, I don't think this fact has been mentioned yet.
No, it hasn't.
No, we are currently sitting in an attic, which is actually quite nice as attics go. There's a window and the sun. Which AUK is shying away from it. It might be harmful. But yeah.
I'm not supposed to be fed after midnight.
And yeah, we have the window open and there are birds in reverse. Which is something you really have to hear to believe, so I really do hope the microphone picked that up.
Yeah, because that was a classic moment. I want to know what we can talk about. We can talk about before we get on to the questions, because I've got loads of questions. I've got so many questions, seriously, guys. You've outdone yourselves, I think, on this instance. On the rather long walk up several hills, several very, very, very big hills, in order to get to DC's flat, because for some reason we decided not to take a bus. That'd be far too easy. And we could have got here so much quicker. We decided to take the very sensible, healthy way of walking uphill.
Yep.
During which we discussed many things, including trying to make a sort of unicycle out of bits of scaffolding, trolley wheels, and tyre. Was asked for 50p by a couple of chavs, and generally spent our time going, bloody hell, this is hot. But one of the other things we were talking about, wasn't it, was like the secret of the universe.
It was.
So I think you should tell the secret of the universe, or then we'll discuss what other secrets of the universe we will impart upon you, because it's a very special show. Because the first Radio Redux is actually on sort of location.
Yeah.
Actually, so. So Radio Redux does not condone drugs and drug taking in any form. But this has to do with a drug experience, not from DC, I'm pleased to say, as he's not that kind of guy, because I was not associated with him. Quite simple as that. It's, you tell the story.
Okay. Alright, this is one of those friend of a friend stories, so skepticism is probably allowed, even though this is going to be an incredibly spiritual show. This friend of a friend of mine. Why are you laughing, sir?
Very spiritual show, and then you clasp your hands around the microphone as if in prayer. And you didn't realise it, which is a great bit.
I'll have you know, that's how I always impart wisdom.
By getting a microphone and putting your hands around in prayer.
Yes, it's so it reaches God quicker.
I'm sorry to interrupt, carry on.
Anyway, this friend of a friend, or so the story goes, used to, you know, enjoy a few less than legal recreational activities of a time, and on one of his highs, or many of his highs, as I'm told to believe, he often thought that he knew the ultimate secret of the universe, which is obviously a very quite handy thing to know. It would save
very
a lot of arguments.
Well.
Very, very bold statement, but it would save a lot of arguments, this sort of thing. Of course, the problem being, whenever he came to, or came down, or whatever you want to call it, he could never remember what it was. And obviously you can imagine this was incredibly frustrating for him. So one time he decides to do what many of us might deem the obvious thing to do, and made sure he had, by hand, a pen and paper. So the next time he got high, he wrote it down. He did whatever else you do when you're high. I'm not entirely... You probably just sit around, think about things.
Shout at
newspapers, watch tigers come up through the floor, all those other things. And then he wakes up, comes down, back to normal, whatever you want to call it. And he looks at the piece of paper on which he has painstakingly written down the secret of the universe, so he'll remember it for, well, when he's back to normal. And apparently, the ultimate secret of the universe is... And, you know, don't go spreading this around. It's all really very small.
Yeah, that's it. That apparently is the ultimate secret of the universe, is that it's very small. That's the universe, that is. So basically, we were thinking... we're thinking it's probably wrong from a start. I'm thinking, what other sort of secrets could we impart to you about this? I think we'll take turns. I think this could get wrong. Okay. Tetris was actually made by the Russian government in conjunction with the KGB, as well as its original creator, for the process of selecting new potential KGB agents. That Russian folky music might be very nice and dancey. What, Tetris?
Yeah. Well done, DC, well done.
I win.
He wins. He wins nothing. Give me the date with Charmy. There we go. I didn't bring Charlie with me.
I brought Espio, though. Espio's in the bag somewhere.
I perhaps should have given him some air. Owls in the bag. He seems to be unconscious. So, that's the first secret of the universe, is that Tetris is actually a product of the KGB. And that musical key, the actual sort of the main chorus there, the notes are used as a trigger to wake sleeper cell agents.
The second, third secret of the universe.
The second one was true.
The second true secret of the universe, the first being Tetris and the KGB, which you didn't know before, for obvious reasons that it's a secret and not at all made up.
DC lives in Bath, I live in Mongolia.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians, okay?
That, by the way, is Bath, Australia. The second secret of the universe is Stonehenge was actually built by Welsh Druids. All the conspiracy theories are wrong. No one knows why they did it, though. I currently suspect, just for the hell of it, to confuse people later on down the line. And so once a year, we'd know where all the hippies were.
The third secret of the universe is in two parts. The first part is that all glass is actually made by one person in the entire world.
I see.
The second part is that the person who actually makes all the glass in the entire world is Judith Chalmers. Well, it's been ages since she's been done doing the holiday program, and, you know, she needed something to do, so she took it up as a hobby, and her lungs are so powerful that she's able to blow all this glass. Even the machines that make glass that you see, those are actually just show. things, they just go around. Actually, it's all going out, it's all being made by June of Chalmers. Under the supervision, I might add, of Gordon Kelly. No one remembers who he is.
No, I don't.
Was it Gordon Kelly?
I don't know, I don't remember.
Who's the guy who did Going for Gold?
I don't know.
DC gestures skyward, so it's assumably that means he's God.
Oh, I deny nothing. Confirm or deny nothing, rather.
Hmm. Next.
The next secret of the universe is... The song, Safety Dance by Men Without Hats, can actually be used to ward off ghosts.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a ghost whilst listening to Safety Dance?
Have you ever seen... an elephant fly?
Yeah, I saw that movie. Do movies count?
No, it depends what it depends what movie it is. If it was Backdraft, I don't think it would be very useful. Although that does bring me kind of around to the next one, which is that the next secret in the universe was that Bambi's mum was faking.
She lives in you all.
That's terrible. So what did she go on to do? You know, I bet she's a KGB sleeper agent. Got too deep undercover.
Have you ever seen her play Tetris? But then again, have you ever seen this debate about hats? Ah, so she could be
done. Ah. I've forgotten what number of Secret of the Universe we're on.
Yeah, well, that's Secret of the Universe. What Secret of the Universe was?
One, two, three,
four,
five.
Which means we're on 6. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to turn the microphone back, because my secret of the universe is the number 6 is a lie.
It's actually a... So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 6 is a tool of the government. It's not a man, it's a number. Okay, my next secret of the universe is that, next secret of the universe is that Chun-Li is actually a real person who... DC's looking very excited. Chun-Li is a real person who is actually 56 years old now and is, working as a washerwoman in Tokyo under the name Gladys Mountracket, which is very, you know, Japanese, Chinese name. What are you looking at there, DC?
I'm trying to see if there's any existing big secrets of the universe. So far, no.
Another secret of the universe is that all flannels can speak.
I don't... What? No.
All flannels can speak.
That can't be good.
The next ultimate secret of the universe is... that bread, since it contains yeast, is alive. It is in fact a sentient being. Think about that the next time you have a sandwich.
The... next secret of the universe is that the screensaver has just come on, so that's going to get moved right now, and it's gone back to normal, actually. The next secret of the universe, which is actually true, that your stomach has a primitive brain.
What?
Your stomach has a primitive brain.
I see.
What? That is actually true. It does.
What?
Scientists found this out. It had a primitive brain, and it could sort of tell things and make... sort of give out signals.
Yeah. What kind of signals could the stomach need to...
I'm hungry, perhaps?
Yeah, I can see that happening.
I am full. That deviled egg you ate was not good.
Did you hear about how they've discovered a new planet?
Apparently so, haven't they? Which one? The one at the edge of our solar system, or the one that's... Because we've now got 10 planets opposed to 9 or something, haven't we?
Something like that. The one that's like Earth.
Oh, that's another solar system, yeah. The one that's supposedly like Earth. In that it's the right-ish amount of distance from the sun to sustain life. You probably find out they've actually got a decent train system there. Any more secrets of the universe?
I'm good. I don't want to give all the secrets of the universe away.
The last ultimate secret of the universe is that there are in fact more ultimate secrets of the universe. But we're not telling you. Here's some music.
Oh, Radio Redux. Listener request.
Music's been, music's gone. Music is stuff. Should we go through some questions, or?
Yeah, let's go through some questions.
The questions, okay. The questions are fun. I'll get back down the floor so we can actually read these out properly.
Right.
Oh, actually, that's what I should do first, actually, before we get on to the question, is that well, I had two instances of, you know, the 6 degrees of separation Sonic thing I've been doing.
Yes.
Well, I actually had two. Next show's one is going to be by Magdalena Sol, who asked me to get from, what was it, from Red Dwarf to Sonic, which is actually incredibly easy.
Oh, yeah.
And the difficulty is making it 6 steps. Mm. I think I got there in like two. Oh. So I've had to extend it a bit, but it is already done. But the other one was the original one from Blake Draco, who is the guy who sort of came up with the idea of the segment in the first place, and that was to get from Ian Dury, the late singer Ian Dury, to Sonic the Hedgehog in 6 steps. So. Time now for the 6 degrees of Sonic separation. Ian Dury was with the group Blockhead. Blockhead was the name of a theoretical computer system invented as part of a thought experiment by the philosopher Ned Block, which appears in a paper entitled Psychologism and Behaviorism, or something like that. It is similar to the Chinese Room argument of John Searle in his paper, The Winds, Brains and Programs. Oh, sorry, Minds, Brains and Programs. In the glare of the sun, it's not very good. You should publish it in my sense. Chinese is the most widely spoken, in terms of numbers, language in the world, but the majority of those actually speak Chinese actually speak Mandarin, which is actually about 800 million or something. The Mandarin is a comic book supervillain in the Marvel Universe and is the arch nemesis of Iron Man.
He knows.
He's one of those. He has the look. He has the look of a comic book fan. and yes, his answer is of Iron Man, who, thanks to the Marvel Sega agreement, will appear in new games made by Sega, as will, of course, Sonic the Hedgehog.
And that's it!
Thank you very much. Right, so it's question time. Questions and answers. Answers and questions with some Q&A UK NDC.
Alright. Okay, let's go.
Right, so starting from the top. There's absolute tons, honestly. Lord Nedjek says, can you read my emails? I did. You keep saying read the emails, but I have done. So you haven't read my rant? Yes, I have. We had a big discussion about it, so...
Well, do you mean read the emails you send him, or just, like, hack his account?
I don't know. Lord Ninja, do you want me to hack your account? I'll get GC to hack your account, because DC is the hack... He is the hacks!
Hacks! Something like that.
He is the elite hacker. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. He must be an elite hacker.
Done.
Oh. I didn't even know you were interested in those kinds of pills, Lord Enerjack. That's very interesting. And I wouldn't order that if I were you. It doesn't work.
I'm not even going to ask, how you know.
You told me last night.
Next question.
Well, I've got to erase these now. Right, in order of... What's it? Where's the... I'm using the rubbishy sort of nipple thing for the mouse. Just annoying. This is all fly by the seat of your pants stuff. I'm going to give this mic back to DC.
Okay. I am now holding the mic.
And... Right, hi AUK. I've got a seriously annoying question that has been stuck in the back of my head. Why do Sega persist to give Sonic more and more love interests in games? Do they like evolution of the fan community? Do they like evolution of the fan community thinking only one question? Who Sonic will truly go with?
Do they know there will be a huge war between the Sonic Amy fans and the Sonic X Blaze fans one day? Is Princess Lee's true just another girl on Sonic's road who we'll never see again in the series? Will the madness ever stop with this? And that's from Jazoria, who is the first person to post on every single news item in every single news. He's got nothing better to do, apparently. It's a sad life. I bet the government, they're not giving these kids anything to do, they've got to stay on the internet.
Yeah, that's the problem. Anyway,
will the solution ever end? I don't know. There we go. There's a distinct answer for you, I don't know. There isn't a thing with Sonic and Blade, what are you talking about? As for Sonic and these will now disappear, and these will not be seen again, I would have thought. And technically, they never met in the first place, because the time continuum was ripped asunder, and they never met. And that's a good thing, frankly.
Yeah, makes it easier.
That'd be the best way to dump them go, isn't it? Just could rip out the entire space-time continuum.
Change time, never met, it's cool.
What's the Jim Carrey film?
Which
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to be like that. Mm. Eternal Sunshine of the Sonic Mind. Alright, so, basically, Sonic won't end up with anyone, they've said that.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not in his, not in his sort of spirit to settle down.
This is, yeah.
And it's more in Amy's spirit to chase. So, there we go. Perfect Shadow asks, why is it necessary to keep the empty section of the SOGM on the webpage? Incidentally, he says, my house is made of cheese. He asks Perfect Shadow. It's necessary so that it can be filled at a later date.
Can't argue with that.
Not really, no. get through these questions as quick as we can and get on to the mass challenge of gaming.
Yeah.
Which would be very difficult because it would be me playing and commentating what's going on at the same time.
We'll have to find some way to hold the mic.
It would be useful. It would be useful if we had a stand or something. Where's that slingshot gone?
The slingshot? Here.
Because wouldn't that, like... If you see what I'm going...
Oh, yeah.
See, that would be... That would be a bit, sorry, we're just using the remains of a slingshot in order to... Oh, that's brilliant. I'm going to find something to stick that in. You guys really want to know this, don't you? There we go. So we've got...
Hey!
That's a bit better, that.
Yeah.
Now, if we find somewhere to put this, that'd be brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Well, carry on with the questions.
Sticking in the CD-ROM drive.
Carry on with the questions, and I'll have a look around.
Yeah, cool.
See if I can't find it.
It's almost like a lip mic from the sports commentators now. Oh, it's brilliant. Demix says, "I see your Demix from Sonic Style." Hello, Demix. Says, "I see your music catalogue is growing now. Is Sega like saying here, take what you need? If they are, share the wealth, buddy." I do appreciate you mentioning me to Sega and all that, hopefully more contests hosted by Sega in the near future. Yeah, that should be occurring. I'm tired. Oh, 4-hour train trip does that, guys. No, it's just a question of me having time and broadband connection equals music going up on the site, which is rather useful. I'm just thinking, can we use that? How do you solve a problem like a microphone? That's something.
It's something. I don't know what it'll do.
Nothing. That'll do nothing. It's a thing to keep your drink cool.
Yes, maybe.
Keep your can cool. That's rubbish. Excellent. I managed to hit DC in the head without even trying. See, now if I try, I miss him completely, you see. See, I just couldn't do that again. What else do we have? What would the odds be for AUK Dreadnoughts, T-Bird and a wooden horse on wheels winning if they were all in the same race? You best answer this one because I haven't got a clue.
I'm not even sure what the question was. Let's see.
The question was, from Black Draco again. What would the odds be for AUK, Dreadnoughts, T-Bird and a wooden horse on wheels winning if they were all in the same race?
Well, that kind of implies they're all on the same team as well.
Well, no, it could be what the odds for each of them.
I'm
absolutely blinded now.
Well, you might want to move.
No, this is comfy, this chair.
Move the chair!
No, that's a bit of movement.
Let me think. I'd put my money on... Wait, what kind of race?
Horse race, but it had to be on flat wheels, and it would presumably have to be over the fences at Troy, so it's...
Well, given that you didn't actually specify, I'm going to go ahead and assume it's a bobsled race. In which case, I would say everyone's odds... I would say everyone's odds are despairingly low.
Despairingly low?
Despairingly low.
Despairingly low. You heard it here last.
Let's call it like 1 in 200. Across the board. There you go. See, I have to kind of wonder what you're planning that you want this information for. I'm sure it can't be for anything good.
This is better. Why didn't I think of this before?
Yeah.
So now we're more or less here. And we can just go like this. Excellent. Except now I can't see that, of course. It's all a mess. It's the problem with outside broadcasting. Right.
Right.
This will test the old specs, won't it? Right. Right. So I'm going to assume that it is some kind of race. I'm okay in sort of sprinting. I've got nothing where I can go backwards as fast as I can go forwards.
Really?
Yeah. I can run more or less as fast as backwards as I can forwards.
That's not too bad.
No, but I'm going to assume that, knowing as I do, I just think Dredd would just give up. He just go, oh, sorry, I'm not going to run. So I'm going to say Dreadnoughts is the 200-1 outsider, because his form isn't very good. He likes it a bit more soft underfoot, and the ground's very hard, and it's a bit bright out, and he's got a note from his mum. and I think his trainer Rory is tempted to just scratch him completely. T-Bird, the northern runner, is blinkered by a hat, and has run very well in his last form. I would say he was a good 3-1 favourite. Is taking good money there. As for the wooden horse, however, the wooden horse I would say would be 14-1, possibly, depending on how many people are inside and if they were getting out to push. But it's not a very lively horse, this one. So I would say that those are the odds. As for the AUK, I would say he was possibly on the sort of range of 20-1. 20-1, just falling backwards, 24-1, possibly going down to 23-2, depending upon the money from the South Bank. And they're off. And T-Bird gets a fly, going to the far side, and going to the far side, and there it is, and they're coming on the wooden horse, and the horse, and the wooden horse, and the fly, and and come out of the first bend, and they've all fallen. The wooden horse has broken his neck.
Oh, that ain't good.
and there's numerous Greeks looking out at this sorry wreckage, and the whole thing's been called off. The marshal's waving a flag, and the winner by default would be Vector.
Hooray! Everyone wins.
Everyone wins, especially people who weren't expecting me to do a sort of course commentary. Horse racing commentary.
Radio Redux.
I love this show!
It's a great show.
It's just so much fun.
Thank you.
Radio Redux.
Anyway, what was next?
CJ
Merle again asks, what are your thoughts on the new Mario and Sonic crossover game that came quite literally out of nowhere? Well, it didn't come out of nowhere, it technically came out of Sega.
Yeah.
But and Nintendo. I think this is very good, but as I am a sort of Sega employee, you can't really trust me anymore, I suppose. Well, my opinion would be, yes, it's brilliant, but whatever it is. But I think you guys know me well enough. I would say it would I'd go sort of. Anyway, I haven't seen anything yet because I haven't seen any gameplay yet. I can say that now. But the idea, we will go to a neutral party, so this is it's an ideal question for DC, actually. So, what do you think of this Mario and Sonic at the Olympics thing?
I think it could be interesting. I mean, it's going to have a lot of different events and it would need them.
Presumably.
Yeah. I mean, there's some events, you know, you think kind of Sonic's going to kind of take the lead in a little.
Running.
Yeah, 100 yard sprint, you know. Mario, fat overweight plumber.
I must admit, Mario has the more. He's more suited in terms of equipment. Because Sonic's got trainers and Mario's got those big clop hopper boots on that he has. But yeah, I mean, assuming that there will be other events.
Oh, I'm hoping so. Well, it's.
it
wouldn't be much of an Olympics if it was only running.
A lot of people have been saying, oh, track and field. Yeah, track and field was God knows how many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it.
Yeah, I just reckon it should be pretty good fun. I mean, they've been around for ages, haven't they, both of them? It's about time they got together and actually did something together.
It is the most long awaited. I know people have been because they thought it should have been like, so it should be a platform that they first appear in. Well, the fact that they're appearing at all, we should put a great for that, right?
Absolutely.
That's. I hope that answers your question, CJ Mel. With the announcement of Mario and Sonic at the Olympics, does this mean you'll eventually do an M&S at the Olympics themed skin for Sonic Rex?
That'd be Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah, Marks and Spencer's. No, Mario and Sonic.
Oh, yeah, God.
Marks and Spencer's at the Olympics. Choose what diet you need to have in order to be a top class sportsman. It'll probably be it was a happy coincidence that I was going to do the Mario skin for April Fool's Day, and then we got this thing with Mario coming along. I'm not sure whether the full Mario skin will be for Mario and Sonic, or I might have the Mario skin and have a sort of specific Olympic skin. I might have a specific Olympic skin. So, what I did say as well, I was like, for every new game now, I would try and do a new skin. Because that'd be a nice way to go about it.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that would be good. There's a very good chance in some form or another. What's the next question, JC?
Are you planning on doing any Sonic Rec event themed skins, i.e. Primus Helix versus the Red Weed, or Sonic Rex Corrupted?
Aren't those technically the same thing?
Technically. If you want to get technical.
So basically, will I do a sort of Red Weed themed collapse or something, Rex skin? I mean, a lot of people have asked for it. I don't know. The more people ask for it, the less likely it will be to occur.
Well, let's file that one under to be announced then.
TBA. TBA, TBC.
Yeah.
That's
a rumour, we might have to shut it down at a later date.
Yes. Of course, the thing is, if I did the skin, it might overpower the site again with the Red Weed, and then Sonic Rex disappear again, and you lot of all whinge.
Yeah, true. Play with fire.
Next one.
Apart from the unfortunate inactivity that I'm trying to fix, with some help, what do you think about the new and improved Echo Network?
I don't know. Let me think about that in terms of silence.
In terms of silence.
No, it's good, man. It's good. You've done a good job. Not jumping over, you know, in excitement, concept of it, because I know you're putting in a lot of effort, and there's still not many people using the forum for discussion, although there is certainly been the last couple of days. I've just signed back into MSN, is that right?
It would appear so.
I have 3 messages in my inbox now. I didn't have 3 messages before, so that's interesting. It's all go here in Bath. It's fantastic. Yeah, what are we talking about? Oh yeah, it's in Echo Network and stuff. Yeah, I appreciate the hard work that certainly you are doing, Senior ML, and I know there's people using it for what's it. I do find it very funny that people are going in there saying, oh, why are you talking about this in here? Well, it's part of the whole thing, and it's just noobs who are sort of saying, why are you talking about a Sprite comic in here? Gee, let me think.
Noobs! I think our next questions have skipped to from Echo.
Oh, are they? Oh, good.
I think
right.
So.
Yeah, well, these are specifically ones that she sent in for us. Which say, among other things, since you and AUK are hanging out together, so this is actually to you, since you and AUK are hanging out together, it's not just me hanging out with me. I'm sure it'd be a fantastic conversation, but you only two of me. One's bad enough. I'm tempted to just cut myself in half, so if he's got... Right. Since you two are hanging out together, what kind of things are you planning to do? Well, I think we might do a Radio Redux show. I don't know about you.
Well, maybe. We'll see how it goes. Oh, wait!
Oh, no!
Damn it. Toil the game.
Dun!
What else are we planning to do? Well, we've already wandered around town, walked up an unfeasibly large hill.
Times three
hills on top of each other.
In fact, it was kind of close to a mountain.
But, you know, if it floods, I'm okay.
Unless it rains for 40 nights, in which case you have to build an ark.
Yeah. Well, no, if it rains,
build me an ark with a big room for pool.
Chimney.
Random idiot's old reference
there. The window's on the chimney, I'll be fine. And we're going to have a gaming tournament later.
Yes, you will have the opportunity to hear us... sort of commentate on the sort of special gaming challenge of me versus DC playing Smash Brothers Melee. The last time I played Smash Brothers Melee was when I was in Bath last with DC. Last time DC played was?
Last week.
There you go.
No, I've also got other games. So.
Yes, what chance have I? None. Well done. It wouldn't have been so bad, but I was totally trying to get stuff ready last night. I couldn't even get a little practice session in before I came here. Oh, dear.
Well, it's easy to pick up again.
Oh, dear. So, is that... I mean, we've been to Shakeway.
Mm-hmm.
So, those who don't know what Shakeway is, they are a fantastic milkshake company who are sort of around the UK. It's been there several places. It's think of a milkshake, but you can put any kind of sweet in there. And to give an example, what was your one?
Mine was Cadbury's Cream Egg, Mint Aero and Skittles.
Yes, Skittles. But
it is awesome, sir.
It is awesome. Nowhere near as awesome as mine, though. My super one, which is this one, is the one I always have because it's just brilliant. First of all, you have minstrels on the bottom, Galaxy Minstrels, and then you've obviously got the milkshake with crunchy Cadbury's cream egg and the butterscotch in it, and oh my god, it is brilliant.
I always have to be vaguely careful when I go in there now.
Why so?
Well, I almost got banned from the one in Southampton, I think it was.
How the hell did you do that?
Well, I was under a challenge from some friends, and I went to the counter and asked if they'd put in a milkshake some KFC chicken strips that I had. They said no, and then they kind of asked that I should leave.
Why? If you pay them money.
I don't know. To this day, I think it might have worked in a not work sort of way.
Well, if you want to try and poison yourself, please let us know. You can do this KFC milkshake, drink it, and if you do live to tell tales, send in the results to RadioRedux@SonicRex.com, which of course you can send in all various other questions. Don't send any questions for DC, because I'm not going to be here.
No.
Unless I suddenly sort of take over these households. Actually, I kind of wish I should have asked to get some like Coke or something.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been an idea, wouldn't it? Bollocks.
Right. Ooh, ball bags. Echo also asks, is AK the kind of friend you'd bust out of jail, or the kind that would be sitting in there with you going, dang, that was fun? I don't know what she's suggesting that we'd get up to.
I don't know.
For me to be in jail, you to bust me out of jail.
That's the phone.
That is a phone. Yeah, that's still the phone. Because we're in an attic, so obviously he's got to get downstairs and stuff. Which is also a race against time, of course, because he's going down the stairs. And he's going down the stairs right now. Going down the wooden ladder, 179, 179, 179. Oh, it's fallen! And he's broken his neck. He's running very fast for a guy who's broken his neck. Anyway, it's a very good time for some music, I suppose. Here's the next piece of music, which is maybe a request for someone. Maybe it's not. I don't know. It might be something to do with Sonic or some other gaming thing. Yeah. Organisation is so good. This is Radio Redux. 17 out of 12 mathematicians prefer it.
Thank you.
And we are back. We're still going. DC is still downstairs. I'm going to find out what I've been emailed for a start. And once that is done, I will find out other stuff as well. Who's that? Sprout asks, what happened to Tails to make his multi-restless sclerosis stop? He was hit on the head by a wok, which was wielded by Amy, and that's how he got out of his multi-restless sclerosis. DC is back, everyone.
Hello.
See, there he is. Uh-huh. Right, where were we? And let me just reread that question that Echo said. Where's the question she'd got? Right. Is AUK the kind of friend who'd bust out of jail, or the kind that'd be sitting in there with you going, dang, that was fun?
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to wonder what kind of felonies you expect us. Okay, I'm kind of worried. That laugh kind of suggests bust on out of jail. But I reckon...
You want to mess with me? Not you.
That's really... good. I'm a little worried now. But yeah, all his maniacal laughings aside... I reckon. Whatever you say, Dirty Harry. But yeah, I reckon. Yes, jail.
Do you?
Bunk. Yes.
Oh, good. I'm just wondering.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What's your best Yamama joke?
So many choices. None of which I can remember.
Your mama's so fat
that she's actually quite large.
Your mama's so fat, if she doesn't get any help soon, she's probably going to die. And that'd be just terrible. I mean, yeah. What can you think about that? Your mama's so fat, she's probably got chronic heart disease. True ones though. Your mama's so fat. Damn, it's been a lot in groceries, man. I mean, you haven't exactly got much money elsewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Snap.
Yeah.
That's the one. It would help if I could click my fingers.
Goes with the neck move as well, sort of like the side of his neck movement somehow. American women do. You said it.
Well, I think we've probably offended enough people with those jokes.
Oh, don't worry, there's more to come.
Hooray!
What's your pet peeve, Tortoises?
My pet peeve would have to be, in fact, the Rocky Horror Picture Show audience participation version.
Is that so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Explain why.
Well, it's not really that complex. I mean, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, as it is, let's be honest, all right. It's not brilliant.
It's Richard O'Brien, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but it's all right. It's the kind of film where, if you see it once or twice a year, you're fine. Job done. Maybe even longer than that. You know, it doesn't have any shock value anymore, which is kind of the point at the time. And the audience participation version, from what I've seen and heard from other people, because I know some other people who are more into Rocky Horror Picture Show than anyone should be. And the Rocky Horror Picture Show audience participation script seems to center, at least the one I read, around every time a certain character appears or speaks, you shout abuse at them. And you basically have a script of pre-written wit to shout out at the actors at specific moments.
That's no use.
Which seems absolutely terrible to me.
Surely you should
be able to come up with your own.
Well, yeah, exactly.
The whole point of that should be you're trying to stop them from continuing.
Well, yeah, if I ever went along, I'd shout my own highly unique abuse and then start hitting the people around me with a chair.
Forcing your way to the front.
Yeah. Well, no, the kind of people... I don't really like to think about the kind of people who would go to one of these. No offence if that's you, but no.
No.
Just no. Anyway, yeah, that's my pet peeve, the thing that really makes my blood boil for no really very good reason.
I'm not really sure I have a pet peeve. This thing just generally ignore me anyway.
all things.
All things.
What annoys AUK? Things.
Like a walk in the park.
Material
things,
objects.
Like, I don't know, not material. I mean, I'm just... just idiocy in general. People who are really, really stupid and have somehow got to a position whereby they are paid ludicrous amounts of money, and yet ludicrous amounts of money for literally nothing,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to hard working people who can't get a break in any aspect. Not one bit. DC is pointing at me. Yes, well, I might have a break, so that's nice.
Oh,
there are so many people out there who get paid absolute bucket loads of money for doing not much, or doing something and doing it absolutely badly. And it's the people who do it badly should show a bit of heart in it, and the people who are just rubbish should just not be doing their job in the first place. And it's just, you know, the world would be a lot better if the people who could do the stuff were in a position whereby they could actually do the stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, I think fair comment. What else have we got there? That was all of Echo's questions. So, but my Echo's questions. Mm-hmm. This would be if I can figure out how to use.
Do you want me to take the mic?
That's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to read out next?
Alright.
It's kind of a whinge actually in the next month, but, so please do. It ties it nicely actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, the next set of questions is from. Is that Neo 101?
Neo 101. Yes.
Neo 101. And
ooh,
question one.
We know everything about the Matrix.
Yeah. And question one, well, paragraph one. I don't quite remember which episode it was, but you're talking about with the Wii, oh, say about 2 weeks after the launch, if I'm correct, you started talking about the Wii remotes flinging out of people's hands into their TVs. I do believe this is what you said, or close to it. This has only happened in America. Figure that out. I'm American, and I found that rather offensive. I don't think that's an actual question, so please respond.
In the form of an answer?
Yes.
Alright.
Using maths.
Okay.
Solve using
quote,
maths.
Quote A, i.e., this only happened in America, figure that out, equals the quote that was made. So, equals the truth. You know, if women Americans are going around going rah and flinging it left, right and centre, and just not being cool enough to lazy to do the bloody strap up as well. I mean if all that stuff was just happening, mainly 98% of it was happening in America, so I think I'm quite entitled to say, you know, it was only figure that out. So if you found it offensive, I do apologise, but detract from the point that it did happen, and it did happen in America, and yeah, so there.
Those things.
So, sorry that you found it offensive, Neo 101, but I stick by the fact that it was the truth.
Okay, and paragraph two. Considering you're now working for Sega...
Sort of.
Yeah, I'm guessing you've heard of the new games that fuses Sonic and Mario together at the Olympics.
Would that be Mario and Sonic at the Olympics?
Oh, I don't know. Sega and Nintendo have a chance at fusing the two greatest gaming giants out there in the base of the game on the Olympics? Okay, number one. I feel I must do this. And here comes Mario with the javelin. Oh, and there goes Amy's eye. That's no good. Number two. What the hell was Sega thinking? Something tells me it's never going to fly. What do you think?
I think if they take the cartridge up in a plane, then it might do well. But no, seriously, one of the reasons why that Sega got the Olympic license, guys, and it was Sega that got the Olympic license, which is actually a very lucrative license, is that they said, yeah, we don't just want to do like a normal Olympics game, because there is going to be a normal traditional Olympics game. We want to do something that's more kids based, which is why they won the license. Well, it's because they were the only real ones that actually put, you know, their case together and presented it, that actually said, yeah, you know, we want to do something else with it as well, as opposed to just, you want to make an Olympics game. Mm. So they're actually expanding upon the license in a way. The other thing, with that is it's given them an opportunity to do something different, in that it's allowed them to, the thing was the Nintendo Sega thing and the Sonic Mario thing, is that they were literally, they've been wanting to do something together for absolutely ages, but it's all down to how could we realistically get these two gaming creations together, and also, you know, who owns what rights and what have you, and can we get this all to work at the same time. Now, there's actually going to have to be an awful lot of work, because technically everything's got to be not just agreed with through Sega of Japan, but it's also got to be agreed through NOJ, Nintendo of Japan, have also got to agree with everything. So it's got to be agreed by both people, and everything's got to be signed off like twice when the game's being developed. So it's going to be very hard to meet the date, as far as I'm concerned, from what I can see. But I mean, they will. I have no doubt that they will meet that. So that is the reason why. It will fly. People will buy it because it's an opportunity to pit Mario and Mario against Sonic and Sega against Nintendo. If you guys were wondering why it was that Mario went first, it was because it was a respect shown by Sega, because Mario is the senior out of the two in terms of gaming age, because Sonic's 16 this year and Mario's about 22.
Something like that. I'm more worried about this potential mini game where you stab Amy in the eye with a javelin.
Yeah, I think that was just being very anti-Amy personally. I don't think that's going to be an actual game.
But you are correct, that is a no good.
Besides, that'd be more archery, because you'd be sort of aiming for, you know, you'd be aiming for the pupil as bullseye.
Alright, and three. I'm a big fan. I was wondering if you would like to be a one-shot guest on my own Sonic-related podcast, SG Radio Sonic Galore, via recorded Skype call. It's only on its first episode, but I think it's okay. Right? Right? You can find it on www.switchpod.com.
When I have the ability to download more than 56k again, because obviously I'm back at home now and I don't have the ability of broadband anymore, and that makes me sad, funnily enough, I will most surely download that and give it a try. But at least you've got a little bit of a plug. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 101, at least you've got a bit of a plug there. Right. Who's next? It's from NRyan389, which is very, you know, slips off the tongue well.
Oh yeah.
My cousin is a big fan of Shadow the Hedgehog. I'm assuming this is the game. His favourite song, in fact, is All Hail Shadow. But just today, I showed him Echo Hawk's rendition of All Hail Shadow. He is now furious. He thinks it is horrible for how Echo feminised the theme of his favourite Sonic character. Doesn't he say it's his favourite Sonic Kara? He would like you to assure Shadow's masculinity in the future by playing both the Magnify and Crush Water versions of that song back to back. That's been on the track. That's it. No, not that song from Sonic Rush. Just the All Hail Shadow. P.S. I think Echo sounded like the Little Mermaid. Oh, like you haven't made that observation yourself. We have this in that there was a girl who sang a song, and she dared to sing it in a voice that was feminine. And what did you expect? It? She's not, you know. Oh, who's the blimmin' singer who sounds like a man? Tracy Thingamajig.
Chapman, Tracy Chapman.
Oh, yeah.
Tracy Chapman, who sounds like a man. He's got bigger balls than any of us. You know, one of those ones. But, yeah. So, no. I'm not going to play those songs back to back. Also, guys, can you stop, for the love of God, stop asking me to play Dreams of an Absolution. I'm not going to play it anymore, okay? And same with All Hail Shadow. I'm not going to play All Hail Shadow, so no. Cope with the fact that a girl has the ability to sing a song. Guys can sing girl songs, girls can sing guy songs, and, I don't know, cats can sing dog songs, probably. Anyway. Hi, Archange UK. Sorry. Hi, Archange UK. I have another couple of questions to submit. First off, what do you think about the tentative nature of Sonic being in Super Smash Bros. Brawl? And if so, what would he actually be like in the game? I think he'd just be normal, wouldn't he?
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, he's still very tentative and everything, and he might well end up in there. I mean, I think they want him in. Nintendo wants him in there, and Yuji Naka, I think, said that he wants him in there. It's a question of who has the rights and who has the ability to actually say, and put pen to paper and say, yeah, these characters are in this. So, you just play normally, really.
Pretty fast, jump around,
quick attacks. Sort of like spin attack like Blank has in Street Fighter 2.
That'll be up B.
Cannonball, yeah, up B. this is all from Magazine of Soy, silly. And secondly, do you think you could count in total how many Sonic characters there have been? Not including Archie characters, since I've never read the American produced stuff Fleetway Forever for Sonic Comics. Hello, magazine. I will do it later. I can't be able to count all the characters now.
Oh, good God. You should do it like the poker rat.
No. Oh, no.
I've put the idea out there. Act on it. There you go. I've ensured your destruction. I'm happy.
Bastard. Right. Yeah, I'll try and think of stuff like, I mean, it's over. I'm just trying to think how many. Think how many wallpapers there have been for the Sonic Channel. And then there's all sorts more. It's well over 50, I think. I would say over 50. Near 60.
It's a lot of characters. Especially if you count ones that like make cameo appearances, even though they're like comic characters, like Bunny Rabbit was in Spinball, I think, in a sort of in the hidden stage, she was there as a sort of cameo thing. More questions. Why did you guys send in so many questions? I know why. It's because we haven't had any questions for a while. Hey, AUK, this is from Sonic X7, is it? Hey, AUK, I have a few questions for you. Wrong, you have 4 questions for me. If Shadow was still in his super form when he fell to Earth, why didn't he just fly back up to the Ark? Because he wasn't in his super form anymore. He was, if you look at the thing, he's black again, so he's not in his super form. Which is probably why he fell to Earth. Question 2, Shadow died in the end of Sonic Adventure 2, how did the president get a picture of Sonic and Shadow standing in front of the White House? That is a retcon. That event, it's one of the things, well, the sort of plot hole thing, because that event never happened. So, the only reason it could happen is sometimes after Heroes, and then that Shadow wasn't that Shadow, so. It's all wrong. 3, who is your favourite Sonic villain, excluding Robotnik, and why? I'm going to ask DC this question, because he's not going to have a clue.
Who's your favourite Sonic villain, excluding Robotnik, and why?
That's the question.
That is the question.
Well done.
you win a goldfish.
Does it have to be from the games?
In what way?
Like, there's comics and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, so I don't think it matters that much, but,
Metal Sonic.
Yeah, it would have to be, really. I mean, all the other ones are pretty transient, so... Mainly the only other one after that's really Metal Sonic, so... I would agree with Metal Sonic as the answer to the question. Mm-hmm. And the question that had the answer. So I'm just going to check that we're still recording them here.
Hooray.
Yeah, hooray, exactly. What else have we got going on here?
Question 4.
Yeah, that's right. Do you want to see Spider-Man 3? Well, I don't know. It looks above a rubbish film to me.
Philistine,
sir. No. It's all a bit of a Nancy Boys like film, and I'm joking. DC is the proverbial web slinger, in that his attic's full of a lot of webs, so he's been practicing. No, he's not. Well, it's not really. But DC will now tell you his love of Spidey in many terms, including words.
Well, words will be a major factor. I was going to do a rap song, but then I realised I don't know how to rap. But yes, to answer your question, I do want to see Spider-Man 3. I have already...
You have to squint at the screen to remember the threshold.
Silence, sir. To answer your question, yes, I do want to see Spider-Man 3. I have already booked a ticket. I will be there on opening night, which by the time this goes out will have passed... So I'll have already seen Spider-Man 3.
I might have as well, depending on what happens.
So when this goes out, I'll have already seen Spider-Man 3. So to answer your question, I've already seen Spider-Man 3. I have also... It was pretty much...
You've also seen many films, including...
Yeah, I have seen many, many films. But it was kind of a foregone conclusion, because... I have much love for Spider-Man. In fact, my desktop is Spider-Man, and I have a lot of Spider-Man on here just, you know, generally.
DC does whatever DC can as well.
Spins web, catch flies, catches thieves of varying sizes.
Of varying sizes, he's on sizes.
Yeah, look out, here comes DC Man.
In the chill of night at the scene of the crime, he can be seen running away.
To get Spider-Man.
Actually,
I was going to play you something, but I probably shouldn't, given that we're on live.
In the recorded way? Why?
Actually, it's a Spider-Man track, but it's a very cool one.
Oh, what is it?
It's a swing version.
A swing version of Spider-Man, then?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, if you give that to me,
okay,
and I'll pop it on sort of in the background sort of from now.
Alright, sure.
There we go.
Hooray, job done.
Yeah, job done. All of you can hear now whether or not I was lying or not.
Radio Redux.
I think we've got some more statements here. We've got it's a long, long thing from Supercool Sonic 001.
I think this will be a question for you. Do you want me to read it out?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
I'll get my narrating voice on. Hey, are you okay? Just hoping to get myself heard on Radio Redux.
Is that your narration voice?
Yes. Why, yes it is. Saying that, though, I don't know...
I'm sorry, Timmy, Santa Claus isn't coming this year.
Don't be silly, Timmy. Of course it's okay to cry. Where was I?
Not now!
Saying that, though, I don't know any totally mad Sonic fan who wouldn't. Smiley face. I've got a few questions to ask.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Smiley face, right there. You saw it. Darkspine Sonic is an alternate transformation of Sonic that first debuted in SATSR. Debuted in Satsur. This transformation is obtained by using 3 or 4, I can't quite remember, of the secret rings. Apparently, his form depends on his soul gauge. What was the Wildfire gauge? That might be a question. You'd better answer it.
I think he means which was the Wildfire gauge.
Oh.
I don't know. And not rings, because it was usually his 8 super form or higher forms normally dependent on getting 50 rings, which is not.
Also, unlike Super Sonic, he is not invincible, which in my opinion is a good thing. But I don't know exactly what to think of it. What is your opinion on it, and what do you see more or less of him? Do you want to see more or less of him, rather? I know you haven't played Satsa yet, so I've attached a picture of him for you to look at.
I have seen this picture. I knew anyway what a Darkspine Sonic looks like. It's basically, in many ways, a sort of version of the Fierce Deity from Majora's Mask. Fierce Deity version of Link. It's I don't think his form differs depending upon what level the gauge is at. I don't think that's quite right.
Be interesting.
It's not just a sort of darker, more vicious version of Sonic, and it's just a sort of nod to the dark Sonic from Sonic X, really, more than anything. But do you want to see more or less of him? If there was a direct sequel to Sonic and the Secret Rings, because they sort of, there is that option open, I would possibly like to see some kind of, I don't know, Dark Sonic or a sort of Dark Spine Sonic versus Sonic thing. It's not exactly true that Super Sonic is invulnerable, because if that was true, then the blast of power that he gets hit by would have no effect on him, and that occur at the end of Sonic Adventure 1 and Sonic Adventure 2 and Heroes as well. You wouldn't get affected by that. I mean, it gets knocked back because of inertia, I suppose, but anyway, so yeah.
Next question.
Please do.
If you were in charge of the design team at Sega for the sole purpose of designing a 3D Sonic game for the PS3, how would you go about it? And what would the finished product look like?
It would look like a game for the Wii and the Xbox 360.
And how would you go about it?
I would redesign the levels in a more classic way. I would try and add some bit more of the more classic gameplay. I would shake up the levels a bit. I wouldn't have them on the Sonic standard set. I wouldn't add any new characters. I would reduce the number of existing characters. I would make Robotnik the bad guy. I would do many, many things.
It sounds like you would. Incidentally, these questions are coming from Supersonic 1000. These questions are coming from Supersonic 001.
Who I had already introduced.
Had you? Oh. In that case, the third question. What are your impressions on this new Sonic Rush adventure for the DS? I mean, in Sonic and the Secret Rings, he seemed to be getting used to the water as he surfs through 3 big waves, and he was loving it. I've lost the page. Now, building ships to take part in combat with other ships just doesn't seem like Sonic. Sonic was all about foiling Butnik's plan. Is that a serious slang? Butnik?
Butnik. Yeah, it's
it's old terminology from Sonic, from being sarcastic to Robotnik. Yeah.
Well, it's terrible sarcasm.
Bird Nick. It's more from Sonic Underground cartoon than anything.
Oh, anyway. And exploring new areas, but have a control system simple enough that you can just play it without even having any experience in video games whatsoever. Now, referring back to both Sonic Adventure and Heroes, there's about 3 million different moves you could do with the A button, and the slightest change in position meant you did the wrong move, and you do a suicide dive off the platform. Countless battles against the egg... change in position... No? Countless battles against the egg going on with Sonic taught me that the hard way. So I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but there is an article on GameSpot about it. I lost what the question was there.
I think the question was in the first line, actually. Which was, what's your impression on this new Sonic Rush Adventure for the DS? Sonic Rush Adventure, it's fast. It's a lot more like Sonic than what other stuff has been in the past, recent past. And... you know, I think you guys would be really happy about it. I wouldn't get too hung up on the whole sort of submarine thing and travel. The first bit of the jet ski is lots of fun. Lots of fun using the stylus and moving really, really quickly and timing stuff and what have you. The rest of it's very much in the vein of the older Sonic games in terms of gameplay and stuff. And the speed is very, very fast. So you'll be pleased that that's what it's like so far. I mean, the stuff I've seen is very, very limited, and you guys probably won't see it for an awful long time. But I was very impressed with what I saw, and I'm very hopeful about this game, frankly. Shall I do the last one?
If you want.
And finally, I think everyone here agrees that the most 3D Sonic games have been pretty unsuccessful. This is my American reporter voice. And there is one announcement I've been waiting for ages, this being that all the plot lines in 3D games since Adventure were just spin-offs, etc. And that the proper continuation from Sonic and Knuckles will be a multi-platform game named Sonic 4. And although it is in 3D, it will basically be a single linear format. 3D to keep the times, but with 2D aspect, which, if I'm not mistaken, is how Sonic Rivals is done. Yeah, it's 2.5D, as it's referred to, which is in a way, which is actually the same thing, technically, that... rushes in a way. There's 2.5D elements anyway. How would you feel if that announcement ever happened? If you would feel bad about this announcement, how would you try to amend Sonic's continuous bad streak in 3D games? People are so hung up on the 2D thing. I don't know. I would just see if I like the game and buy it if I do. It shouldn't really matter, but I mean there are many problems that can be sorted out by just fixing a couple of things, such as camera, and just make sure that there's none of the recurring bugs appear, and then it would be instantaneously better. Then, sort of getting a decent making sense storyline behind it, and keeping your characters sort of not. Keeping your characters in character and not making them a bit OOC what they were previously. It's all very, very simple stuff, and as long as that appears, I think that'll be good.
Yeah, I want everybody up for this one. Many melodies. Bronx Riqueño. Todo se levanta.
Here comes the DJ!
Man.
manos. John Mendes en shirtless, rocking for muchos años. Jamaican rude muchacho, totalmente macho. Giving sabor latino, whether you're borracho or even sober, baila run on the floor. Si trae attitude, ass will get thrown out the door. Don't even need a bouncer, DJ's a fighter from the calle. Beat you senseless, then get right back to the baile. Vamos DJ, DJ es su nombre, and it's his job description. Mommy shaking their things like they got connections. Sus pantalones dicen maximum, cause he's living la vida to the fullest. When he fights, he's winning. Street brawling celebridad, rey de partido. Inaridance hall, cada uno divertido. Always smiling, una sonrisa en su cara. DJ, DJ is spinning, reggaeton es la palabra. DJ, vamos DJ. Muévalo, gírelo, empújelo, respíralo. Golpéelo, espálelo, sacudáralo. Muévalo, gírelo, empújelo, respíralo. Golpéelo, espálelo, sacudáralo. Cualquier persona in the seat, pull them out of it. The floor needs more crowds, alta voces a louder. Get up or get down or get crunk or get tipsy. When DJ rolls, watch the party get ripsy. Intente seguir, hands are faster than lightning. But not as fast as his piernas in the fight ring. Mad techniques on the techniques and on the streets. Fuerza in his feet and fuerza in his beats. Yo, hold up, somebody rolling. Ah, cuidado, somebody wanna test the dreads. Viene DJ, ready to rip fools to shreds. La izquierda, la derecha, the roundhouse, the flurry. Troublemaker sangriento, laid out in a hurry. Ain't nobody trying to disrupt the groove, get him out of here. Punks got ejected, back to the party atmosphere. Celebraciones en el discoteca. DJ dice, salta hombres y muñecas. DJ, vamos DJ. Muévalo, gírelo, empújelo, estíralo. Golpéelo, espálelo, saturáralo. Muévalo, gírelo, empújelo, estíralo. Golpéelo, espálelo, saturáralo. Now check the crowd.
Questions, thank God. Okay, so I'm gonna give this back to DC, like so.
Okay.
I have now the microphone. Who are we from this time? Sonic Hedgehog Chur. CHR.
We found out the other day he's actually it means Christian.
Ah.
Christian in the sense of religion or Christian in the sense of name, I don't know, but
okay. Is the top secret project you're working on with Sega Sonic Rush Adventure, Sonic vs. Mario, or something else? Or can you not tell us? Does Dreadnoughts know? On a totally different subject, do you like the Spider-Man movies?
I'm sensing a theme here.
Spider-Man!
So what we need is some sort of Sonic with web-slinging abilities, and then we'd be happy.
Well, no, you've got Mario and Sonic at the Olympics. You need Sonic and Spider-Man at the Olympics.
No, that'd have to be like Sonic and Spider-Man. I know, the Commonwealth Games or something. I don't know. Let's think. I like Spider-Man movies. They could be better, I think.
He could whine less.
Hmm?
He could whine less and sass more.
Yeah. He could be more cocky, like his character actually is, as opposed to, I'm a whiny little bitch.
Hmm.
He is.
But equally, Venom. So.
But equally, so overrated character.
Is the top secret project I'm working on is not really that secret, I suppose. I'm not going to be able to say it. Basically, there is a new version of the Sonic City website which is being done, and I'm localising it. I'm making it so that it works in Spanish, Italian, French, German, Hungarian, Latin, I don't know. So, several layers, making it so it's all sort of very European. I'm doing some other stuff as well, which I cannot tell you.
So, this thing you're doing to make the website work, does Dreadnox know?
Well, if he's listening to this now, he does, yeah.
There you go. Alright, two more
and
questions.
If he did know and it was a secret, it wouldn't be any of their business now, would it?
Yeah. Oh, two more questions for you then. These are from Smart Bomb. So smart, it can ask questions.
It's a she, I don't know if you should appreciate me.
So it's not a bomb.
Oh no.
So I was hoping it was
I don't know what she looks like. I mean, for God's sake. She might be a bomb. She might be the bomb.
I'm hoping it's an actual sentient bomb, like in Stealth. Only with a bomb instead of a plane.
Probably not.
Oh well, I can live and dream.
It could be. It could be a sort of female AI of a computer.
True that. Okay. Question one. Okay, spill the beans now. What's your middle name?
I can't answer that question. It's incorrect. Because I have two middle names.
But they're both A's.
I'm greedy. Hmm?
No, there's an A. It's AU, isn't it?
Yeah! It's very true, isn't it? or technically, the, I suppose, is Andrus the Gatekeeper.
Oh, yeah.
So it's either AU or the. What's your middle names?
I don't have any.
Don't you?
No.
He comes from poor.
I should get one, but you know.
See, you should change your name by default to a really, really cool middle name.
Well, no, see, I figured if I was ever going to change my name, I would either change it by default to DC, if you're allowed to do that.
Well, you could have it as Ben, quotation marks, DC, Campion, could you?
Or I was just going to change my name entirely to something like Jettison Pod.
Yeah, you keep saying about this Jettison Pod, don't you?
Yeah, I sent you a story about him on an envelope.
Yes, I know. On an envelope, yes. I'm sure my postman had a fantastic time that day. what else is there?
Alright.
I know T-Bird's middle names are Deirdre Rosehip, but everyone knows that. Mm. James Edward.
Okay. Hey. Alright, and question two. How much do you want to bet the new character Raccoon's name is Stripes, or something obvious like that?
I work for Sega, so I probably know the name.
Yeah, but how much do you want to bet?
Well, she wants to bet that the name is Stripes. If I didn't know... If I didn't know this character, that may or may not be a raccoon, because I can't really confirm it's a raccoon lot, because although it looks like a raccoon, it may not be. I mean, echidnas don't look like echidnas.
That could be raccoonoid.
This raccoonoid.
Yeah.
This striped anthropomorph, that's even better.
Yeah.
It's a striped anthropomorph. It's kind of traditional that the name's something obvious.
Characteristic or body part.
There we go, you see? It's going back to that.
Yeah.
But if she wants to bet me money, I would certainly take her up on that.
Yeah.
In terms of, I don't know, if she wants to lay up a very heavy bet that it's Stripes, she's welcome to do so.
Ah, no. Stripes, or something obvious like that. Like Raccoon.
Racky.
Raccoon the Raccoon. Just sort of give up entirely on the whole naming.
Or Bandit the Raccoon. yeah, she wants to take, wants to lay on a bet. I'd gladly take the money off her.
there you go. Challenge laid down.
Challenge is laid down.
And yeah, like I said,
is she chicken or is she beef?
I guess we'll find out on the next Radio Redux.
We'll find out in the next Radio Redux. He takes up his challenge.
Yeah. Anyway, that was from Smart Bomb, and I think, are we out of questions?
We are, but there's still time for Gibson 7 Special DC Edition.
Holy crap.
I'm not ready for this.
You should be. You've answered them all once before.
This is an unfortunate truth. It's also an unfortunate truth that I forgot all of them.
Yeah, that's a rather useful truth. Right. DC, this is to you. DC, are you willing to fork over your firstborn child plus your left nut for a PS3? Why?
No. Why? Because I don't want a PS3. Frankly.
Who does?
Well, yeah. Had I £5,000 or whatever it is, I'm sure I could put it to better use. Not sure what.
Doorstop.
Train squirrels to kill. Something. But yeah. I don't want a PS3. And nor do I have a firstborn child. So.
But,
although.
Can we just confirm you do have your left nut?
I do.
He has his left testicle. You can also keep it. DC.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
This is question two. Are you a fan of anime or manga? Now, I don't know. DC, are you a fan of anime or manga? He says reaching under a table into a box with his foot, which is very impressive. Very impressive that who owns the Dungeons and Dragons box set?
Oh, that would be me.
Smart man, I've got the DVDs. That's the box set, I've got the DVDs.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say, looking at this hefty stash, that I do.
Yes. Can I just say it is a very hefty stash. Was it on the other one I did the Tiamat impression?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah.
Which was quite impressive, but it killed your throat, as I recall.
Yeah, it did kill me.
There is no escape from the dragon's graveyard.
That's my Tiamat impression from Dungeons and Dragons.
See? Last time we went on.
It was more severe than that.
Yeah, last time we went on far longer and
yeah.
You almost died.
I did a very long sentence, didn't I? I just ran out of air to the point where I was sort of going, you're doing this. And I suddenly turned to Grandpa Simpson.
But yeah, I do. Current favourites are Cowboy Bebop, Helsing OVA, and Yakitate Japan, and Digimon, if that counts.
Yes, it does.
Oh, good then.
It does. Monster Friends.
Right, your turn.
Or is it? Oh, good.
AUK. Will you ever beat the first Sonic the Hedgehog game?
Maybe. Personally, I'm not spending my. If I die not doing it, I won't care. Demix, I won't care, okay, man? It's not that big a deal.
Alright, and the next one. AUK, what other video games have you not yet beaten?
Have I not beaten? Let me think. There's every single game I haven't played. I haven't beaten that.
Yeah,
I'm currently playing my way through Spartan Total War.
Oh.
What should I say? Spartan Total Warrior. Which is like this sort of like first-person game that was done by the Total War people and Sega, which they kind of gave to me for free. Mm-hmm. And I've been playing on the GameCube. What other games haven't I completed? Loads. I've never really played a Mario game properly, so I haven't completed any of those. Shut up. I played Sonic Geek 64 on.
Hey, speaking of games.
Speaking of games, you should get on this in a minute. Yeah.
Well, speaking of games, you know what else we should crack out?
What?
Soul Calibur.
No, it's not. Because do you remember I was saying last time I played Melee?
Yeah.
Last time I played Soul Calibur 2, I was with you as well. And you are a god of Soul Calibur 2, so I've got absolutely no chance whatsoever. Oh, well, yeah, you obviously kill it, long blooming staff, whack, whack, whack.
I think it's fairly obvious from the comics that I think staffs are awesome.
There's a staff downstairs, guys. It's not DC's, but there's a massive staff.
You should have seen me before you came here. I was out in the back garden with a stick, ninjuring out all decapitating dandelions.
Yeah, but it was like, you know, the size of a twig.
Yeah, I suppose. If you want to get technical.
Right. So, I've not been beating quite a few games, but then again, I'd like to know what games Demix hasn't been beating in response. What games have you not been beating, DC?
Well, most of the games I play, I beat. But I can think of a few offhand that I haven't been able to beat. Animal Crossing.
But you can't beat that.
Well, exactly. Harvest Moon.
You can't beat that.
Exactly.
Well, Sims, technically, you can't beat that.
Yeah, well, I never played Sims. Well, I did, but I carpeted the lawn and everyone died. So I don't really think that should count. What else?
I haven't completed the Sonic Rush Adventure because it's not out yet.
No, this is true.
It's not been made yet either, so.
And I've not completed City of Heroes, which is an online game and you can't technically complete anyway. But I do have a Peace Bringer.
And
so.
Technically City of Villains.
Yeah. Both of which I have on this machine, incidentally.
Oh, useful.
Yeah.
It's all going well, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's another DC question, which is how do you feel about AUK not beating the first Sonic the Hedgehog game?
He's obsessed.
Get a life, Devox. You have more interesting things to do in San Diego, wherever it is you are.
Well, to answer your question, Demix, I'm very, very disappointed. F-. See me after class. But, you know.
Up yours, sir.
Oh, that's...
Oh, golly gosh. I'm going out to play Rugger with all the others.
And Hoop.
Flashman.
And Hoop.
And Hoop.
Right.
On stick.
I feel that...
Yahoo!
I feel that his reputation is going to precede him here, so even if he never completes the first Sonic game, people will assume he has.
If Red Knox can claim he's a legend, I can at least claim that I'm well-known enough to get free, like, orange or something from the...
Alright.
...supermarket or something.
Yeah. And the next question is for AUK.
What is it?
Do you think Tikal should be brought back in the next Sonic the Hedgehog game?
No, because it wouldn't work.
Well, there you have it.
Because the next Sonic the Hedgehog game is either going to be Mario versus Sonic. Mario and Sonic at the Olympics. What? No, Rush Adventure comes out before that. So next game would be Sonic Rush Adventure. So, no, shouldn't come back from that. Should come back, though, because as I've said many times before now, that her character had... probably had one of the most interesting backstories and one of the certainly most room for expansion to sort of the future, most interesting pathways it could do. So I do think she should come back, but not in the next one. And it's you to finish, I think.
It is.
Ooh, so
DC, are you a closet Sonic freak?
And Demix goes on to say, I have no idea what that means either. So, which kind of dulls the whole sort of impact of the question. But are you a closet Sonic freak? Are you a closet Sonic fan? Are you a closet?
Yes. I am a closet.
Well, I thought that for ages, but there we go. No. Seriously, are you?
I like Sonic. I've not played that many of the games through to, I don't know, poor timing.
Have you completed Sonic 1?
No.
Pot kettle black!
Well, no, I think if I am a closet Sonic fan, I'm so deep in the closet about it, I don't know myself. So, you know.
You don't even know yourself, that's just bad.
That's deep.
That's deep.
Philosophy,
that's
right?
That's
there.
Philosophy. We could go on talking about that for hours. It's probably something to do with his dad.
But no, if I am a Sonic freak, I'm so much a hidden Sonic freak, I don't even know I'm a Sonic freak.
And there you have it.
Yeah.
That is the end of the questions. You're going to get some more music now, and then when we come back, we'll be having a little, what was it, 5 versus 5, I'd say, on Melee.
Yeah, 5-a-side stuff.
To close out the proceedings, that's what we'll have. Alright, guys, so
here's a music for a long time. I mean, it's going to be a long show, a ridiculously long show, because we've had 2 hours of talking as it is. Here's some more music.
Thank you. We rock, we rock, we jump to the beat, to the beat, don't stop.
Radio Redux.
And we're back, guys. I hope you can hear me alright, because we've got this mic a bit sort of strange. You might be able to hear in the background the dulcet tones of the Super Smash Brothers. Do you want to do the melee bit?
Melee!
There you go. For our sort of gamey tournament thing, whatever the Sonic Show could do in the past, we're not doing now. with the only bonus of you not being able to see it, of course, which is excellent, so we're going to have to, I think we'll have to do some sort of mutual commentating here. Anyway, we are in two-player five-man survival test. I am player one. DC's player two. DC's going to choose. Who are you going to choose, DC?
Oh, I don't know. Should I go for my best person or not?
I think it's only fair that you go for your best, but who's your best person?
Samus.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised at that.
How so?
Well, I'm not actually, but... I'm going to go for the most obvious one of all. I'm going to go for Link. I'm going to go for Black Link. Black costumed Link.
Edgy.
Versus Samus, who's normal costume Samus. Right.
Five lives.
Five lives, but where will we be? Is the question.
Random.
Is it random? It proves so very useless. Let's try it though.
Princess Peach's castle.
Oh well. Here we go, guys. Oh crap. I just hit a red show accidentally on. It's a kind of a bit of a mess at the moment. Oh, concerns? No, because a bloody... What is that, Starmie?
Yeah, that was a Starmie.
I'm not having a good fist at the moment, guys. DC's actually charged up. And every single thing happens, it needs to land on me at the moment, so it's not doing very good. Bit of platform jumping here. Yeah, and DC just hits me with his charged up Samus weapon and...
No, I didn't
One nil. Yes, he did!
I'm still charged, look!
What was I hit with then?
I threw an item box at you.
Oh, that's nice. Well, it just happened to be an exploding one, so...
Yeah!
I'm busy trying to throw bombs at him at the moment. Bit of a combo. And the warp star misses. Oh, ooh. I gave him a splash attack and he's on 99, 100, 112. It's a mid-air juggle comboing. I'm getting my ass kicked now for some reason. Oh, it's metal versus metal all of a sudden. DC's managed to grab a bit. Oh god, there's a bob bomb. Which managed to get me.
Oh, craps, bombs.
Oh! missed bomb.
Ah.
And I think DC might be out of there. Oh no, he's... Brinkmanship. And again I get hit with a bloody item.
That's all they're good for. Impending physical violence.
Oh, for God's sake, I've been hit with a bomb again.
That one I didn't throw.
Yeah, a wandering bob bomb just hit me for no real reason. Other than the fact that it felt like it. Hey, and I've got the massive mallet.
Oh.
And that's DC out of there. And it's now 4. Warp star for me. Misses again. What was that?
That was a proximity mine.
Probably proximity mine as well. Uh-huh.
Oh, and all of a sudden, DC manages to get a warp slot and it hits. Not particularly happy with this, getting absolutely hammered. We get another Bullet Bill come down, goes nowhere as usual. DC misses.
It's okay, because then I hit you with a missile.
Charge up gets missed. DC's now invisible. Ah, oh, come on. Throw attempt by DC, also misses. I got hit. Link gets hit with a. It's all going wrong. Not good. Oh, for God's sake, all the food is just landing on where DC is, just to be really annoying as well. Oh, it's an absolute mess, guys. There's a lot of jumping going on. Bomb by me misses. Screw kick by DC hits. And DC has the baseball bat, which I'm so pleased about. I got absolutely whopped the other side of the game area.
Little tip for you guys at home, items work best when violently thrown at people's heads.
What was that?
That would be the homing run bat I threw.
And basically everything that he's throwing hits, and everything that I throw misses at the moment.
Oh crap.
Although I have the invincibility star, and I'm obviously not going to be able to do any real damage with this. Basically, every time there's a health thing, it goes right next to DC at home, which is not helping me in the slightest. Health combo. Oh no, I've got the warp star. I didn't want to get the warp star. What was that?
That would be a swarm of unknown.
Nice. There's lots of jockeying for position here, but it's 4-1 and I'm just getting hammered. Oh! I charged up bazooka, and he still doesn't get knocked off.
Shit!
But all of a sudden the bullet went out of nowhere, and DC's possibly in trouble. Oh, explosion misses. Hold on. Oh, 65 on one life plays 54% with 4 lives left. I'm not sure where he is. Where is he gone? And that's game over, I think, folks. DC got the mallet, and that was the end of it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I got hammered there. Literally, yes, thank you.
Is there a pun there? I'm not entirely sure.
Isn't that a pun there?
I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't be Samus.
You can be Samus if you like. It's up to me to get better, right?
Right.
We're going to have one more go at this, guys. I'm going to try and give you a bit more better commentary.
Radio Redux.
Oh, Irish Pikachu.
Irish Pikachu.
The Irish Pikachu versus Link.
Luck of the Irish.
Luck of the Irish, definitely not with me. So, I do random again, and we're going to have...
Oh, the Battlefield.
Battlefield, that's a bit... Pikachu misses torpedo. I've just got hit with an item, but that... Oh, no! Oh, that's just not fair. I had the mallet, DC managed to hit me with something, and I dropped the mallet instantly, and now he has it. Did
proximity
92. Warp start, DC got out of the way. Lots of stuff being thrown by DC for no real reason, other than the fact that you can throw stuff. Electricity attack. I hit with a smash attack. Still not much going on really in terms of combo, splat attacks, strike attacks with the swords. Not doing much really. I've just got it from behind. And whacked straight up into a wandering bob bomb by DC. Thank you, DC.
You're welcome. I like to give.
Oh no, I'm now very, very small.
Ah!
What's that?
That's a Zapdos.
Yes. DC just got hit by the Zapdos, so he's not very happy.
I've been happier.
How did you miss that? Oh, DC gets the bloody food again, this is very wrong.
Oh god, I'm tiny.
DC is tiny, but again, he just hits me with something. Fight! Don't just throw stuff at me.
It's super effective.
Oh, damn. My brinkmanship fails and it's already 5-3.
Taunt.
Excellent! DC got laser beam sword back into a proximity mine. And he's just deliberately trying to prevent me from getting the food, which is very good strategy. He's very good strategy on his part. But unfortunately he's not going to make me very happy. Oh! DC had a charged up bazooka and I just dipped out of the way. Warp star misses on both. DC just leapt suicidally off of the platform. But we've now got a Metal Link situation. Now who? Oh god! Some nice brinkmanship again by me there, and DC is now huge and waltzed me out of the way because I was being attacked by three people at the same time.
Barrage of Pikachu hits.
And again, DC goes for the blimmin' Pokemon.
I fight with my own kind.
I'm facing the wrong way, I can't move. But I'm not. DC's got a hammer, but I'm holding him off with a fire flower. What? That's not what I did. And yes, DC pauses to admire the fact that he has the rabbit ears.
Well, no,
just as I was trying to do a blooming downwards thrust on him.
It was the rabbit ears that let me jump over your fire flower. That and the Megaton hammer apparently works.
I've got the home run bat. Not much use at the moment though. There's going to be a wandering bob on me in a second. Or it's on the same platform as a hammer. DC gets hit underneath by the home run bat, like underneath it. And yes, you can guess that DC got the hammer and immediately hit me with it.
And is also giant and invincible.
And has got food as well. I've been knocked upwards, straight back into a bomb again, and I am now invisible as well. Spin thrust, bomb, or both hit.
Oh, walks into a bomb.
Dizzy walks into a bomb as he said. And I just got hit by something.
Thunderbolt in a whole host of things.
Yeah, DC Tide is going to thunderbolt and while surrounded by stuff, and for some reason that meant I got walloped.
Ooh.
Un poquito de benzina para tu lindo caché, Juanito, el mecano está más feta de turbo para que quieras el mejor. El mejor. Un poquito de benzina para tu lindo caché, Juanito, el mecano está más feta de turbo para que quieras el mejor. El mejor. Hale hale,
hale hale,
cuatro ruedas del sol. Hale hale,
hale hale,
o cuatro ruedas del sol. Hale hale,
hale hale,
cuatro ruedas del sol. Hole hole,
hole hole,
cuatro ruedas del sol. Hole hole,
hole hole,
o cuatro ruedas del sol. Un poquito de benzina para tu lindo caché, Juanito, el mecano está más feta de turbo para que quieras el mejor.
El mejor.
Un poquito de benzina para tu lindo caché, Juanito, el mecano está más feta de turbo para que quieras el mejor.
El mejor.
Hale hale,
hale hale,
cuatro ruedas del sol. Hale hale,
hale hale,
o cuatro ruedas del sol. Hale hale,
hale hale,
cuatro ruedas del sol.
Anyway, I think that's a pretty good point for where we leave it, actually. But we can have one more and just see.
Alright.
We're on Brinstar, same characters on Brinstar.
Where are we on? We can always try Double Dash.
Oh. Invincibility, and DC's. The Pikachu is on the ropes. For the time being, at least. Umbrella by me. Destruction of one of the. Little pieces of organic matter that holds the level together. I get hit by a fiery Pokemon, but DC gets walloped by actual. And okay, the B button wasn't working then. It's still not working. Okay, the B button only worked occasionally. That's not going to be helpful to me.
Pikachu's out of there.
Pikachu's out. And now I'm out as well because he came straight down and blew me a wallop me. Upper strike, smash attack, electric attack by Pikachu. I'm just trying to spin attack whenever I can. DC misses with the electricity, but not on that occasion. There is a Bob-omb wandering around loosely, but that just got exploded. I can't even stay on a platform at the moment. Bomb hits, the lava goes up, DC misses, gets hit by another bomb, well thrown by me for what? Yeah, something up with this controller, man.
What?
Seriously, I just tried to do something for like three times in a row and just failed completely.
and it was just only something nothing really major either.
Well, we can switch to medical.
Spin attack doesn't work.
Should. Oop.
Oh, this is getting hit by the fire flower very badly.
Oh, that wasn't fun.
And just got. Spin dash. Did you just throw something at me?
Yeah, that would be a beam sword.
DC was a brilliant. That like, with the worst throw. Yeah, I just tried to let go of the fire flower, just wouldn't.
I tend to use the C stick.
And again, I'll get hit by one of DC's Pokemon. There we go.
Oh, Pikachu knocked out of the arena.
It's free all. DC. Ah! What the hell happened there? Legendary Pokemon, I'm getting out of here. Oh, well, I finally managed to get a downward thrust going. And my shield is useless against the against the barrel for some reason. Barrage fails. This is very uninteresting for everyone, I know. I'm now giant.
Oh,
and DC got hit by a box up the backside of his Pikachu. Exploding barrel gets DC. He is now behind on his life.
Yeah.
Spin dash. Spin attack, though, fails. Warp star coming in. DC hides behind the platform very successfully. Some brinkmanship again at the edge. Is that? More legendary Pokemon. There's more Pokemon this one than I've ever seen ever.
Oh, and there's a Moltres right after a thing.
Well, after whatever
Lugia.
The electric one is. Or the wind one, sorry.
Yeah, we've had Lugia and Entei and all sorts.
Ooh, Fire Flower again. Oh. And that's me out of the arena, and it's 2 versus 1 on the old lives front. There's just stuff flying around all over the place, I've got no idea where anything is. Right.
Oh, there looks like there's a red shell down there.
Well, where is it? Oh no, there's a Bob-omb though. There's a wandering Bob-omb. It's going to explode, there we go. I almost completely.
Oh, we now have an Electrode. Oh!
And DC got hit by his own Electrode. Ooh!
Oh, there was an invincible star there.
Which I missed.
Too high risk. Going as it was over the edge.
And I think this might be game over at this point. There we go. I just got hit by very well aimed electric bolts, and that was it. But it was a lot closer than it was before.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's all we have time for now, though, because this hasn't been very interesting for anyone. I'm sure I'll put some music in the background so you have the opportunity to get an idea of what's going on. I'm not a very good commentator, especially when I'm playing at the same time. that's all we have time for, I'm afraid. Unless you want to add anything else, DC?
No, I'm good.
Very good. Right, so I've been Archange UK. He's been DC.
I have.
And I, if not he, will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.